Okay, we're on the bottom of Yud Aleph and Aleph. Umayshno may orlifne hadorson. The Mara says that you can be moleach the hide. Slightly by putting meat on it and salting it. But Lamaisa, you're allowed to put it, according to Basil, you're allowed to put it down to be trampled on. So what's the difference between them? Why is this not mutter stam in order to preserve the hide, and this, yes, mutter? Maishno me orlefni adarsan. Hasam lo mucha milsa. Nishum dechazi lemizkale. Over there, it's not clear that you're doing it to preserve the hide, because you could sit on it. So maybe you put it down on the ground to sit on it. So since it's not muchach, they were mater. Well, over here, though, the reason you were able to salt it, if you were allowed to salt it, stam, they would say that the reason that you're allowed to do it is to what it shouldn't get ruined. What's the difference to put it down, and what's the difference to what's it called to salt it? And they would come to mamish salt it in a way that's ibud and it's osher completely. Rashi. Hide down to be walked on, because if you won't be able to walk on it and preserve it, it'll get ruined, you wouldn't shech to begin with, and you'll be nimna mishum chasyanta. So then why was the mat over here too? So Mara says, over there, it's not clear. You're putting it on the ground in order to work it out, to let people walk on it. The Meimer Omer, Haydi Shorli Rabbanin, Lesito Lefnei Hadrisa, Mepnei Tzorech Yontef Itiru. The reason they were matur it is not in order to work out the high, but because you wanted to be able to sit on it. You have something to sit on. Sha'af Shtichaso Tzorech Yontef, Techazi Lemizkolei. Even putting it down on the ground could be a Tzorech Yontef to sit on. Aval Hocha Gabi Chalovim, but by the, what's it called, the chalovim, you're not allowed to put them down, right? Kishoris l'sholtchon, if they would be matter to put them down, right, and they're not fit for sitting on, so it's clear that you're doing it to preserve the chalovim. Mucha milsa sh'letikin ha'chalovim itarto. V'asi nomi l'malchino. They'll come to say, well, if I'm allowed to preserve them by spreading them out, then I can preserve them by salting them too, and that's in Nisa Dorais. Malicha is an issa d'oraisa in things that can be worked out. Dishnan v'hamolcho v'hamabdo. Okay. Omer Shmuel, Omer of Yehuda, Omer Shmuel. Maleach adam kama chatichos basar v'vasachas, afal pishenot tzorech el lechaticha achas. As long as you're not doing separate salting, you're allowed to salt against lightly a lot of pieces of meat at one time, even though you only need one piece. Rav Ada bar Ava, marim umolach garma garma. And Rav Ada bar Ava used to do it in such a way that he would make a harama. He would say, I think I'm going to eat this piece, he'd salt it. Then he'd say, no, I changed my mind, I think I want the next piece. So he'd salt that. Each one was salted separately, but it was salted in such a way that at the time you salted it, you had intention of eating that piece. Right? But to salt a lot, what's it called, at one time, with not intention of eating it then, that's like malicha for the sake of preserving something, that malicha is awesome.
Doesn't have to be a real intention?
What? No, so that's called the harama. Since only asur with the rabbanan altogether, so the rabbanan didn't ask her if there's some way of saying that was okay. No. The vasachas, the chad tircha lekulo, one tircha for all of them. So it's one salting, it was matarit. Marim, after you salted this piece with the intention of eating it, then change his mind and say, no, I think I'm going to eat the next piece. The chozer moch, and he would salt that one. That way he'd be able to salt all the pieces, right? But he did it in a way that didn't look like it was something was osur. Because anyway, it wasn't really osur. It's only the rabban. It looks like it's osur. So if it doesn't look like it's okay. No. This is just it's separate Isurei Derabbanan that are mutter because they don't look any more like an Isur. Okay. There's a machlokas Rishonim whether Rav Yehuda or Shmuel and Rav Ada Barav are arguing on each other. One holds you can only do it this way, and the other one holds you could only do it the other way. Or they, what's it called, just Marum or Chadam, there's two different ways that you could do it, Beheter. B'shameh Omrim, Emes Salkin, Esatris, and Beyontif, U'Beisil Matirnaf Lahachzir. Okay, we already learned these trisim are movable cubicles that the walls form a table when you open up the wall, and when you close it up, it makes the wall, and it becomes like a collapsible little room that's not connected to the ground. It's a kli. And when you close it up, so it's like a box, and when you open it, the one side of the box becomes a table. And on that table, they used to sell their wares and things that were mutter to sell on Yontif in a mutter way. Not they sell it, that you had a chenvani who would provide food supplies on Yontif, as long as you didn't pay for them on Yontif and you didn't specify specifically a price. You just took it and you'll work it out after Yontif. So that's mutter. So Beishame says, you can't take away these trisim on Yontif. You can't even set up the table. And Bissol holds, not only can you set up the table, you can even return the thing and make the cubicle again. My trisin, Omar Ula, trise chanuyos. These are what we just described, trise chanuyos. But Omar Ula, shlosha dvarim itiru sofan mishum tchilasa. The reason Bissol holds you're allowed to put it back, because if he wouldn't allow you to put it back, you wouldn't take it apart to begin with on Yontif. And then there wouldn't be these things for people to use for Simchas Yontif. So they were matir putting it back in order that you should do it to begin with. There are three things that are similar to that. We'll get to Maseilas Yirashi. Chanuyos, timoltevos hein va'omdos b'shuk. They are like, what's it called? The teva, a little cubicle, and they stand in the shuk. Ve'enam mechubar zakar. They're not connected to the ground. Trisim dalsos bischeim. The trisim are the mechitzas, the doors that form these cubicles. Hitiru sofan sheinu tzorach yontif. Putting it back is not tzorach yontif. But if he won't let you put it back, you won't take it out. And then that is a tzorach yontif. Mishum tchilasan shu tzorach yontif. Vivoshari sofan lo'ovi tchilasan. If he didn't permit you to do the second thing, you wouldn't do the first one. And even though the second thing is not tzorach yontif, the first one is, so it's a whole process. What are those three things? The Elohim. These are the Gabe Yontif. There are other things that were mutter sofa mishum tchilasan. For instance, says somebody goes to save pikuach nefesh. So he's allowed to come back because we're afraid if we wouldn't let him come back, he wouldn't go to begin with. But the poskim kemat all hold that only these things are only issui derabbanan. They never were matter nisa d'oraisa. Even though you can go pikuach nefesh and be over nisa d'oraisa on the way there, they only were matter to come back if it involves an issur d'rabbanan. Somebody goes to an ambulance, goes to the hospital. He's allowed to come back with a goy, but he can't come back, drive himself back. Okay, the Elohe. So these are the three things, l'gavi yontif, that they were matter, sofa mishum tchilasan, or l'fnei hadorson, utrisei chanuyos, the chazoros retia b'miktish. These three things. One is that you're allowed to once you shecht and flay an animal on Yontif, so you're allowed to put the hide on the ground that it should be walked on. The whole purpose is for the hide. They permitted that because otherwise we're afraid you wouldn't shecht. And they wouldn't have something for Simchas Yontif. Trisei chanuyos is the case we just described. They permitted putting it back together because we're afraid that you wouldn't take it apart if you couldn't put it back together. And putting back a band-aid in the Mikdash, on Yontif, or on Shabbos, for the same reason. That if we didn't permit you to put it back, you wouldn't take it off, and you wouldn't do the Avoda, and so that we permitted you to put it back, so you'd take it off to be able to do the Avoda. Urechova om Rabbi Yehuda, afa posea chaviso maskul bisosu agav haregel, and even this case also. The case is that somebody opened up a barrel of wine during Chol HaMoed for Yontif. So the halacha is that Maga Am Ha'aretz makes you Tameh the whole year round, but not during Yontif. During Yontif, Kol Yisrael Chaverim, right, in order that shouldn't be problems with Yontif, they were matir that an Am Ha'aretz, such as something, doesn't make it Tameh. There's a machlokas, what happens after Yontif? So during Yontif, it's not Tameh, the Am Ha'aretz touch it. that thing is still around after Yom Tov, does it automatically now become Tame? Because it's not Yom Tov anymore, right? Or no, since when he touched it, it was what's it called? It was Yom Tov, and it was Tar, remains Tar even after Yom Tov. That's a machlokas. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that, what's it called, that it remains Tar. Not only does it remain Tar, Rabbi Yehuda holds, that you can continue selling from that wine, and even if Ram Haaretz touches it after that, it's still Tar. The one that you opened, why? Because if we wouldn't permit you, if it's going to become Tameh after Yontif, right, then you wouldn't have opened it for Yontif, where the Amaratzim are constantly around, it's going to be touched. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi explains each one. Or lefnei hadorson hutra shchitason mishum shchitason. They were matter to spread it out and walk on it in order that the chatchili should shech. Because we're afraid if you knew that when you shechted it on Yontif, you wouldn't be able to preserve the hide, you wouldn't shech to begin with. Trisi chanuyos hutru chazaras mishum silukan. Same thing with the chanuyos. You're allowed to put the doors back, because if you wouldn't be allowed to put them back, you wouldn't take them off to begin with and sell the besamim. The Chazaras Ratiya, B'Shabbos Periklal Gadol, Amru HaMemareach Ratiya B'Shabbos Chai Mishum HaMachik. And the Rabbanan therefore were prohibited you from putting a bandage, which has, what's it called, an ointment on it, that fell off, to put it back, because we're afraid that you'll smear the ointment again. And that's in Siddharaisa. But in the Mikdash they were matarit, for the sake of the Avoda. The Mikdash, L'Kohen Shaloka B'Yado, V'Tzorech Lavad Avoda, V'Legal Ratiya Me'Yod. You can't do the Avoda with the bandage on because of a Chatzitza. So he's not to take it off. If we didn't permit him to put it back on, then he wouldn't take it off to begin with, right? Shalote chatzitza ben yod lavoda. Mavzer haratiya lachra avoda. Dilo shoris lelachzira lo shokale mikara. If we don't permit him to put it back, he wouldn't take it off, and he wouldn't do the avoda. Urechav om Rabbi Yehuda, yesh mefarshim, sofak mishmeid Rabbi Yehuda. Nesia, sofak mishmeid Rav Yehuda. Right? Rav Chava said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, some people say it's a shaila here whether this is the Rabbi Yehuda Nasi or Rav Yehuda. The Ani Omer lo ra Rechav is Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. What's it called? Rechav never saw Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. So he couldn't have said something in his name. The Hamid Pupadisa have they Velomatsinu Shal Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was in Eretz Yisrael, and Rechav never left Eretz Yisrael. Va'od ki Amrinu Bi'alma the Daik v'Gomer Shmaisi Mipume Derabe ki Rechav de Pupadisa. Right? The Gemara says that somebody, an example of somebody who learned something and was medayik to every word that he learned from his Rebbe is Rechav ben Pupadisa, Havel on the name of Afilu Sveiki de Gavri Goris, Kiramrinu v'Rav Yehuda, Ba'kol Shoftin. They should have said even more. Not only was he medayik every word that he learned from his Rebbe, he's also was medayik very much which Rebbe he learned it from. And they should have brought a raya from here. If that's the pshat, that wasn't sure what's it called, if it was Rebbe Yehuda or Rav Yehuda, because we say the same thing about Rav Yehuda, that he was medayik, that even when he said something over, he wasn't sure who said it in the name of both of them, just in case. The reason he calls Rebbe Yehuda is really Rav Yehuda. But why did he call him Rebbe Yehuda? Because he was his personal Rebbe. So he was saying, my Rebbe Yehuda. He didn't learn from anybody else. Havikarili Rebbe, so he called him Rebbe, not because it was Rebbe Yehuda Anasi. It was my Rebbe Yehuda. The lone stop could be the Rav Yehuda Achrinan. But it was surely his Rebbe was Rav Yehuda, not Rebbe Yehuda. But he called him Rebbe. Afaf Oseach Es Chaniso, Chaver Shehischu Limkor Yeno, a Chaver that began to sell his wine on Cholamoid. O Kikro, La Ole Regalim, and so he sold it to people who came, Oli Aliyah Regal, Beregal, Umesham Shibo Yad Kol. During the Regal, you can't control it. Everybody's touching it. And Tumas Amharis, the Rabbanim were matir during the regal because otherwise it would have been impossible. Right? Klal Yisrael wouldn't have been able to be together. It would have been like two people. So now what's left over after the regal is that Tomei automatically because it was touched by an Amharis and it's no longer Yontif. And they were only matir during Yontif. Or no. And these are all Tumas Rabbanim. Tumas Amar, it's only Tumas the Rabbanan. So Rabbanan had a way of saying, we're going to make it Tar now, tomorrow it'll be Tomei. Right? So, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that it remains Tar. That barrel remains Tar. And the Chachamim hold that, no, after Yontif, it becomes Tomei automatically. The Chacham Perichom Rekodesh, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yigmor V'yim Karen L'Chaverim, U'Lechol Adam, the Yizor Shal Yigam Aretz Od, However, the Amorites can't touch him more. Not like I said before. That if he touches it after that, everybody holds his tummy. But what he touched during Yontif remains tar even after Yontif. The Chachamim Omrim lo yigmar velo yim karenu old mishum the tumas beregel the mag Amorites, right? Since the Amorites touch it during Yontif, and it's not Yontif anymore, not the regel anymore, now it becomes tummy. The noid the cholim osa regel ishtaria, even though we remaster it the entire Yontif, Shalola Vaisham, nor is not to embarrass the Amharis, because everybody comes in contact with everybody else's things. Miul Achra Regal, Chola Mafreya, the Mafreya becomes Tome. Vyashma Inan Rachova, Rabbi Yehuda Lo Amar Yigmer El Mishum Tchilosa. Why did Rabbi Yehuda say it's Mutter? Because we're afraid that if we would tell you after Yontif it's going to become Tome, you wouldn't open the barrel and there wouldn't be things available for Oli Regolim. Dilo Sharis Lo Pasach Le Mikora. We don't permit you after the regal to remain tahar. You won't open it during the regal either, and people won't have things holy regarding. Okay. So those are the three things, and the fourth one, what's it called, the rechava added. Okay. Shmura says, orlif ne'adors and tanino. What's the chiddush? It says the feirish. Well, we have a mission that says you're allowed to put orlif ne'adors. Now the same, the reason is not because sofa mishum tchilasa. The reason is because Beis Hillel holds, since you can sit on it, that's good enough. We don't need the reason that we're afraid that you wouldn't shecht had it not been that what's it called, we permit you to do this. And if the reason is not because of sofa mishum tchilasa, then you can do it even erev yantif. Even if you shechted the animal erev yantif, and you flayed it erev yantif, right, since there's no problem with putting the hide down because you could sit on it, so be mutter. But if the reason is we're afraid you won't shecht if you can't put it down, then that doesn't apply to Erev Yontif. You've shechted Erev Yontif, you've flayed Erev Yontif, put it down Erev Yontif, right? You don't have to put it down on Yontif. So even if we're not mutter, you put it down on Yontif, you'd still shecht on Erev Yontif. It's only talking where you shechted it on Yontif. And you flayed it on Yontif, then you wouldn't shecht on Yontif if you knew you couldn't put it down on Yontif. This is Machlokas Rishonim. What if you shechted it erev Yontif, but you didn't have time to flay it till Yontif? Since you didn't have a chance, you wouldn't flay it. You wouldn't be matur. So some people hold that even if you shechted it erev Yontif, but you didn't take the hide off till Yontif, that's also okay. And others hold no. It all depends on the shechita. If the shechita was erev Yontif, then you could have flayed it erev Yontif. You could have put it down before Yontif. We're not matter you to put it down on Yontif because we're not afraid that you wouldn't shecht erev Yontif. You take care of it erev Yontif. You took it if you already shechted it erev Yontif. Only if you shechted it and then took the hide off on Yontif, then they were matter it for fear that if we weren't matter to preserve the hide by putting it down to walk on, you wouldn't shecht to begin with on Yontif. Kamash Malani Kiru Sofa Mishum Tchilasam to Yontif in there of Yontif Lo. It's only mutter if you shechted it on Yontif, or according to some, that you flayed it on Yontif, but if you did everything before Yontif, then it's not mutter. Trisei Chanuyas Nami Tanina. The case of Trisei Chanuyas is also Mishnah. What does he have to tell me that he Kiru Sofa Mishum Tchilasam? Ubeisil Matrinat Lahaxer. Now the same. Atamayat Beisil Mishum Dein Binyi Bekelem Dein Stira Bekelem. The reason the Beis Hillel holds its mutter to put back is because there's no iser. Ain binyan bekelim, ain stira bekelim. You don't have to come on to tchilas mishum sofer. Vafilu debatim nami. Not only were they matter to put these cubicles together on yontif in the shuk, but even if you have one in your house, you could do it. And by the house, there's no simchas yontif. It's only the one in the shuk that we're afraid that people won't sell besamim, right? Samim, what's it called? Tavlinim. But in the house, there's no Simchas Yontif involved. So if the reason is because there's no Isser, you could do it in the house too. But if the reason is because of Tchilasan Mishum, Sofa Mishum Tchilasan, then it's only Mutter, the ones in the Shuk, that they sell Tavlinim. Tamash Malani, Tiru Sofa Mishum Tchilasan, the Chanuyos in the Batim Lo. Where it says, Chazoris Retia B'Mikdash Nami Tanina, that case is also a Mishnah. Nachzir and Retia B'Mikdash Avalom Medina, the Feresh, you're allowed to put a Band-Aid back on with an ointment on it in the mikdash, but not the medina. Tamar says, "Now the same at time of my mishum dein shvus for mikdash." The reason is because ain shvus for mikdash. If you were coined a lav baravodo, even a bal mum could do it, or a coin is not serving that day. So because it's mutter because ain shvus for mikdash. Kamash Maloni, Tiru Sof Mishnit Lasson, Devar Avoda Indala Bar Avoda Lo. They only were matur it because we were afraid that he wouldn't do the Avoda, he wouldn't take it off if he couldn't put it back. So that only applies to a coin who's actually doing the Avoda. Poseches Chaviso Nomi Tanina, that case is also a Mishnah. Why do I need to be told that they were matur Sof and it says Mishnah? Right, a Poseches Chaviso, Maschel Bisoso, Gavarego, Behuda Omer Yigmor, Vachachom Omer Lo Yigmor. Now the same with Tumas Amoritz Berego Kitara Shavu Rabbanan. The Yafo gav the low hischil, Nomi, right? That I might think that the Rabbanan were matir Tumas Amoritz on the regel as if it was Tahara. And that's the reason Rabbi Yehuda remains Tahar even after Yontif. What's an afkamina? What if you already opened the barrel from before Yontif? So that has nothing to be afraid of. And an Amoritz touched it, so it remains Tahar during Yontif. But after Yontif Taka, it's not mutter, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. But it's only the one that you opened during Yontif, that you would hold off and not open during, open, what's it called, during Yontif, that they were matarit even after Yontif, in order that you would open it on Yontif too. Kamash Malani, Tiru Sof Mishit Chasim, Hischil in, Lo Hischil Lo. Okay, Rashi. Tanina Masnis and Ubeisil Matir. And the Mishnah says, Ula my Naftalon. What is Ula adding? That Beis Hillel is Matir to put it back, and he says the reason is Trilason, Sofa Mishum Trilason. The Mishnah says you're allowed to put it back. The Torah says, no, from the Mishnah I would say the reason you're allowed to put it back is Gain Binyan Vestira Bekalim. And it's Mutter, even one that you have in the house. Not connected to the ground. You have one of these little cubicles in your house. And there's no Inyan of Simchas Yontif involved. Simchas Yontif is only because they sell tavlinim in the shuk on it. V'afilu me'erev Yontif. Oh no, this is the case of putting the hide down to walk on. So I might think the reason is that what's it called, that since it looks like you could sit on it, that's why they sell as matir. Not because of sofa mishum chilasim. What's an afkamina? If you shechted it erev Yontif. If the reason is because you could sit on it, you could put it down on Yontif, even if you shechted it erev Yontif. But if the reason is because sofa mishum tchilasan only applies if you shechted on Yontif. Vafila me'erev Yontif shushim bel yom. From Rashi is mashma, that it had to be shechted and flayed before Yontif to be osur. But if it was shechted before Yontif and flayed on Yontif, then it would be mutter too. Erev Yontif, lo, delekele mikzah mishum tchilasan. Because if you did it erev Yontif, we're not afraid that you're not going to shecht erev Yontif and take care of the hide before Yontif. We're afraid you won't shecht on Yontif because there's no other eitzah unless you put it down for people to walk on. The inami lo sharis lay eino nimna milishot me erev Yontif to ayoch leshocht about yom. You can do it early and take care of the hide. Tanina masnisin beisil matir naplahazir garcina. The mission also says beisil is matir to put back the walls of these cubicles. So what's ula mechadish? Dein binyan v'kelim. No, without Ula, I would say the reason Beis Hillel says it's mutter is because he holds that bichlal there's no isra binyan by kalim. Ain isra binyan ustira b'kalim ela b'batim. Din echayev a binyan kaldehu. Buy something mechuber lekarka, right? There you chayev even if you add a little bit to the binyan. But something that's not mechuber lekarka, the concept of binyan doesn't apply. Ve'ose kli, o gom rabbi yantif, somebody who makes a kli or finishes a kli on yantif, o b'shabes, not binyan. Binyan is only shaykh on something mechuber lekarka, according to Beis Hillel. Shuchiyav lechol gemar melacha. Oim udover shu machliko, chayv mishum amache. If he smooths it out, he's chayv mishum amache. Im tzorach kitzu, if he has to cut it down to size, chayv mishum machate. Vechein oreg, o mosach, o tofer, all these things are separate melachas. But for building kalim, that's not awesome. Taking apart a kli, putting together a kli, is not chayav mishum binyan. And others hold that no, that's only if you don't put it together tightly. But if you put it together strong, tight, then it could be there's binyan bekelim, even according to Beis Hillel. The hadisnan abonah kol shuba batim tran. The hilchah Beis Hillel afilu betevos habayis shor l'shalik also same lahavzer afa gav l'lavzel shem chasyante. So Ula was mechadesh that even though Beis Hillel holds that min haTorah ain't binyan nesira b'kelim, But the Rabbanim would have ushered it if it wasn't for Simchas Yontif. And therefore, these cubicles we have in your house, where there's no inyan of Simchas Yontif to put them back together, they still ushers it in the house. By Chanuyos, if we don't let the guy put it back, he won't take it out. He won't take it out. He won't sell his tavlinim. Right? But if you have a tree sim like this in your house, there's no inyan of Simchas Yontif if they weren't matter to put it back. Okay, Tanina be'eruvin, machzirin retiyah b'mikdash avalom medina. This is also a Mishnah, says the Farish. So what's Ula b'mechadash, that it's mishum, sofa mishum t'chilason? Mal the same, a time of that terah, mishum t'lau gosu al shvus v'mikdash. The reason is not because sofa mishum t'chilason, it's because there's no shvus in the mikdash. And therefore we mutter even somebody who's not doing the avoda. Kamash malon, it's only mishum sofa mishum t'chilason. We're afraid, if we don't let you put the band-aid back, you wouldn't take it off. And you wouldn't do the avoda. But if you're not doing the avoda anyway, there's no heter. The klik sharetia, the chen gold over refua, she'ena malacha ela shvusu. Right? Any kind of refua on Shabbos, it's not a malacha, it's only asad rabbanan. She gozru chachom b'chol refua, z'gzeira mishum shchika samon. The rabbanan asered, what's it called, refua, because they're afraid that you come to make medicines and grind them. Tanina b'chagiga, the same thing goes for the case of if you open your barrel on Yontif, it remains tahar even after Yontif, even though Amaratzim touched it on Yontif. Kitara shavi rabbanan. Without Ul, I would think, the reason that it's mutter after Yontif is not so for Mishum Tchilasim. We're afraid you won't open a barrel on Yontif if you know that it's going to become tameh after Yontif. But the reason is, I might think, the Rabbanan made, what's it called, Magam Oritz on Yontif, as if it was Tahar. Das Mechua Akro, Ki'ish Echot Chaderim. It says, by Yontif, everybody is Chaderim. They're all together, everybody is as a Cheskes Kashrus on Yontif. The time of the Rabbi Hurmishom Gohadre Chayl. The Afagav Lo Hishchel Al Gavaregel Lemochra. The Irish and Nogabam Oritz, Beregel, Ka'omer Nomer Rabbi Huda, Dei Magom Matama, Bafil Lachar Regel. That's why Rechava had to tell me the din that Rabbi Yehuda only was matter mishum tchilasim. But if you opened it before Yontif, well, that reason doesn't apply, and it became tameh on Yontif and magam oritz, and we said it's tahar after Yontif, it becomes tameh. Okay. Samara says, "V'ula my time lo amar ha." Why didn't Ula say this fourth one? Why did he only say three? Why didn't he say the case of the amar oritz? The plug shalokamari, because there Rabbi Yehuda. And the Chachamim argue, so he didn't say something where there's an argument. He only said the ones where there's no argument. Samara says, Hanach Nomi Pluks in Inu. Right? It's Beisham Beisil. Beisham Bimokam Beisil ain't a Mishnah. No, Beisham is like he doesn't exist. When it comes to Beisil, Beisham doesn't exist. It's not a Machlokas. So when there's a Machlokas, Beisham Beisil, it's as if Beisil said it alone. When there's a Machlokas, Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda, there, he didn't want to say it because it was a Machlokas. Samara says, Masnisen, here the Rabbanan argue on Rabbi Yehuda. They hold it does become tummy after the regal. They weren't mindless. The Mishnais also argue Beishami Beisil. The Torah says Beishami B'makom Beisil is like he doesn't exist. Okay. Masnisin v'lo ki haitana. Our Mishnah is not like this Brisa, the Tanya. Amr Rav Shim ben Elazar, Modin Beishame and Beisil, Shemisalkin and Satrisim Beyantin. Right? Both Beishame and Beisil say you can take them apart in order to make the table and sell your kavlina. Lo nechlechu lahachzer. The machlokas is only by putting them back together. But Beishame says also, Mishum Simchas Yantif, they were matter to take it apart. Shebeishame omrim ein machzirin, Beisil omrim af machzirin. That's only where they have a hinge. I don't know if that's really what we call hinges, or it's a thing that goes up into the hole, and that's how it fits into the frame. Okay, if that's called a hinge, then they're fine. But okay, so if it has a hinge. Right, it has a piece that sticks up and fits into the frame. That's where the machlokas is.
It's like a peg in a hole.
A peg, yeah. It's like a peg that fits into a hole, right? To put it into the frame. Aval ein lam tzir, and then it looks more like building. because you're mamish putting it in and setting it into the frame. Without a tzir, it just fits into the frame freely, doesn't connect in, then it surely doesn't look like binyan, and divrei hakol mutter, and everybody holds that it's mutter. It's no machlokas at all. You can even put it back. Even according to Beis Shammai. Aiva HaTanya, the Braisa says, b'medvar ha-mamurim, b'she'in lohem tzir. Aval yesh lohem tzir, divrei hakol osa. We have another Braisa that says just the opposite. The machlokas is only where there is a peg, a hinge. But if there is no hinge, everybody holds it osa. Well, if there's no, the machlok is only where there's no hinge. That's where Beis Shammai says it's osur. And Beis Hillel says mutter. But if there is a hinge, then even Beis Hillel says it's osur. It's mamish the opposite. Omer Abaya, so Abaya said no. There's three different cases. Bishyesh lem tzir min hatzad divri akol osur, where they have two hinges on each side. Okay, one on top and one on bottom. Then everybody holds it's osur. Because it looks like building. There you can't put it back, even according to Beis Hillel. They weren't matter to put back something that looks like building, right, even according to Beis Hillel. Okay, because we're afraid that you'll put it in strongly, like we said, that even Beis Hillel holds it as binyan, or we're afraid that it looks mamish like building, and you'll build on karka too. You can do this, you can build in karka too. So even Beis Hillel holds it awesome, to put it back. Ein lohem tzir kol ikur, if it has no hinge at all, not on the top, not on the bottom, that's when divrei hakol mutter. That's the price that says that everybody holds mutter. Ki pligle b'sheyesh lem tzir be'emtza. They only have one hinge, not on top and on bottom. That's the machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Right? Whether Beis Shammai says that since yesh binyan b'kelim, they were gozer this to put it back, and Beis Hillel holds since ain binyan b'kelim with one tzir, they weren't gozer. Okay. Mar Sovar Gazrin and Tzir Be'emtza Atu Tzir Min Atzad. Since Beis Shammai hold that with two tzirs, it's an Usher Doraisa, so there were gozer, one tzir Atu two tzirs. But Beis Hillel holds that two tzirs also only the Rabbana, because ain't binyan the tzir B'kelim in HaTorah. It's only Usher with the Rabbana. So they didn't make a gzera, one tzir Atu two tzirs, because it's the Rabbana, not to a the Rabbana. Mar Sovar Lo Gazrina. Rashi. And the Shulchan Aruch says that because with no tzir, it's mutter, even according to Beis Shammai, who holds yesh binyan b'kelim, so according to Beis Hillel, it'll be mutter, even in the house. It has nothing to do with Simchas Yontif. In other words, even in the house, you'd be allowed to put back a thing. And not only that, even something mechuber lekarka, which, according to Beis Hillel, is like Beis Shammai with kelim. Because yesh binyan b'kelim, according to Beis Shammai, still, a door without any tzir, just put it into the hall, that's not called binyan, since it's made to take out and put in. That's not called building. So Beis Hillel would be matra that even in a house. You have a door that's not on a hinge. Just a piece of board that you close up the opening. And it comes down, you can put it up on Shabbos and Yontif too. But if it has a hinge, you can't put it up even temporarily because we're afraid you put it in with the hinge. So our doors you can't put back on Shabbos or Yontif. But if you have a thing that has a door that doesn't, not on a hinge, just fits into the space and out and in, then you could put that back on Shabbos or Yontif. As long as it's made to constantly open and close. Okay, Rashi. B'sheyesh lem tzir, yados l'shnei roshim. They have pegs, little protrusions on both sides. Domos l'binyan, because then it looks like you're building. Now you're fitting these pegs into the holes on top and the bottom, right? That is what's it called, V'atanya b'shein lem tzir hu d'shara Beis Hillel av yesh v'charev, it's not like that. We have another braisa that says that Beis Hillel is only matir when it doesn't have any hinge. But even Beis Hillel holds its also if it has a hinge. Omer Abaya, de kule amot tarvayu hanach tanoi, de braisa, de parshilon pluksa de v'shav v'shil. Everybody holds both of these braises, just to qualify what they're talking about. Divrei hakol osur, where it has two hinges, one on top and one on the bottom, then everybody holds osur. Uvesha'ein lohem tzir kol ikur, divrei hakol beisham beis hillel, that's mutter. With no hinges, everybody holds mutter. So those brises that say that the machlokas is only where it has a tzir, but if it doesn't have a tzir, it's mutter, that's talking where it has no tzir. The brise that says that the machlokas is only where it doesn't have a tzir, but if it has a tzir, it's osur, that's talking about two tzirs. That it's awesome. And doesn't have a tzir means it doesn't have two. That's where the machlokas is.
B'sheishlim tzir be'em. So the machlokas here is where there's only one tzir in the middle. Not top and bottom. Not both. Right? B'toch v'noso b'chor she'be'em tzedofen pesach ateva. And you fit it in on the side. Not you fit it in the top and the bottom. That looks like building. But here, you fit it on the side. It's less like building. So there they still hold this mutter. We don't make a gzeira one because of two. Because two is also only the rabbanon since the kli. And Beishamai says, no, Mar Sovra Beishamai, that we do make a gzeira, because he holds that if you had two, it would be the raisa. So one is also the rabbanon. Mar Sovra Beishilo, Bahanach Masnisolo, Iflug, when it comes out now, the braises don't argue with each other. They all are saying different cases, and they all agree to all the cases. Elamar Ashmin Echado, Mar Ashmin Echado, Velo Plige. Nasnisa Kamaisa Hachikomer. The first braise says, Bamedvar Mamorim Besheishlem Tzir Be'emtsa. When is the machlokas if it's if one tzir in the middle? Aval ein lo tzir kol ikar, but there's no tzir at all, then everybody holds a smuter. The Tana Basra, the next braisa says, Hachikomer. But then, Dvarim Amorim Dinechleku, where is the machlokas b'she ein lo tzir min atzad? Right? Where is the machlokas? That's where they don't have a tzir up and down. Only one in the middle. That's the machlokas. Same thing the first one said. Aval b'sheyesh lo tzir min atzad. But if they have two pegs, right, one on top and one on bottom, right, not the emtsa, not in the middle, but batzad, top and bottom, that's everybody holds his also. So it comes out all three prices are basically, are not arguing each other, they're just saying three different cases. No machlokes for mutter, no tzir at all. Machlokes, one tzir. No machlokes that it's also, two tzirs. That's it. Mishnah, right, Mishnah is right, it's across the board, right. Mishnah, Bryce is right.